contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer, Phyllis Schlafly.
The escalating price of going to college is a national scandal. The price of college has risen much more than inflation. Is college worth its cost? Economics professor Richard Vedder has just reported on a new study made by the Center for College Affordability and Productivity at the University of Texas in Austin. It concluded that the University of Texas could cut its tuition by as much as half, simply by asking the 80% of faculty with the lowest teaching loads to teach about half as much as the 20% of faculty with the highest teaching loads. This change would require most of the faculty to teach, on average, about 150 to 160 students a year. For example, a professor might teach one undergraduate survey class for 100 students, two classes for advanced undergraduate students or beginning graduate students with 20 to 25 students, and an advanced graduate seminar for 10 students. That would require the professor to be in the classroom for only 200 hours a year, and that's hardly a tough assignment. We can hear the yelping from the professors that this would interfere with their research mission. Now, first, nearly all the research is done by only 20% of the faculty. Second, how about asking professors to do the work week that other professionals do, 9 to 5 for 5 days a week for 48 weeks a year? And third, much research consists of obscure articles published in even more obscure journals on topics of trivial importance. If professors published fewer articles and did more teaching, we could make college more affordable. Most colleges are reluctant to spread information about themselves, their policies, their faculty, and their employees. It's time to change that. There's no better place to start than by examining the workload of those who receive most of the university's budget.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Double-digit unemployment has been blamed on the economy, outsourcing of jobs to foreign countries, illegal aliens taking U.S. jobs, illiteracy, free trade, and Washington's misguided stimulus bill. At eagleforum.org, we want to hear your opinion. Join the blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie. You know, Barack Obama wants to redistribute the wealth. Well, I disagree. I think you need to earn what you get in life. So join me, because I'm going to be redistributing the truth, one word at a time, here on The Unsolicited Opinion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to The Unsolicited Opinion. How you doing today? Hey, I'll tell you, you know, to steal a line from, I don't know, who are all, well, you know what I do know. I was going to say it's a great life if you don't weaken, but I don't even know who said that. But I do know what Mr. Rogers said. Mr. Rogers said it's great. It's a wonderful day in the neighborhood, and so indeed it is a wonderful day in the neighborhood again today, isn't it? Because we're live, and we got another shot at beating these people, these globalists who want to take us down, and I don't think we're going to let them, and I certainly know my guest this morning isn't going to let them, but I actually have a little clip I want to play, and then I want to talk about this experiment that was done, the Milgram experiment, because that kind of leads into my guest this morning, who he is, what his organization is about, and so I think what we'll do, let's do this. Let's play the clip, please, Dan. Let's do that first. We're going to play the clip that I have set up. Many of you, you may recall that is actually the theme song from a series that was on, and I think, I can't remember if it was the 60s or 70s. I know I watched it, and it was entitled Mission Impossible. And so I have a guest on today who, well, his group and the people who have taken their oaths certainly intend to fulfill their oaths. And I want to talk a little bit about this experiment that is applicable to what we're going to talk about today. And so before I bring my guest on, and for those of you who are curious based on Mission Impossible, who my guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes, and he is from Oath Keepers. And I want to talk about this Stanley Milgram experiment. And for many of you, you know what this experiment was, and many may not. So I think it's important I tell you what it is before we go any further. It was an experiment that was done in 1961 to explain why some people followed orders and claimed that they were just following orders and could not be held responsible for their actions. And this had to do with trials that had taken place after World War II. And so how Stanley Milgram set up this experiment, he was a psychologist, and he created an electric shock generator with 30 switches. The switch was marked clearly in 15-volt increments, ranging from 15 to 450 volts. He also placed labels indicating the shock level is moderate, strong, and the switch volts were marked danger, severe shock, and the two highest levels were marked XXX. Anyway, the shock generator was phony and would only produce a sound when the switches were pressed. He got 40 male subjects recruited via email and a newspaper ad. They were told that they were going to participate in an experiment about memory and learning. In the test, each subject was informed clearly that their payment was for showing up, and they'd keep the payment no matter what happened after they arrived. The next, the subject met an experimenter, the person leading the experiment, and another person told to be another subject. The other subject was, in fact, a Confederate acting as a subject. The two subjects, the real subject and the con subject, drew slips of paper to indicate who was going to be a teacher and who was going to be a learner. The lottery was, in fact, a setup, and the real subject would always get the role of the teacher. The teacher saw that the learner was strapped to a chair and electrodes were attached. The subject was then seated in another room in front of the shock generator, unable to see the learner. The point of his research was to answer the following question. For how long will someone continue to give shocks to another person if they are told to do so, even if they thought they could be seriously hurt? Remember that they had met the other person, a likable stranger, and that they thought that it could very well be them who were in the learner position receiving the shocks. The learner never received the shocks, but pre-taped audio was triggered when a shock switch was pressed. If the experimenter seated in the same room was contacted, the experimenter would answer with predefined prods, please continue, please go on. The experiment requires you that you go on. It is absolutely essential that you continue. You have no other choice. You must go on. Starting with mild prods and making it more authoritarian for each time the subject contacted the experimenter. If the subject asked who was responsible, if anything would happen to the learner, the experimenter answered, I am responsible. This gave the subject a relief. And many continued. Although most subjects were uncomfortable doing it, all 40 subjects obeyed up to 300 volts. 25 of the 40 subjects continued to complete to give shocks until the maximum level of 375 volts was reached. Before this experiment, experts thought, I don't know who experts are, I never trust experts, but anyway, experts thought that about 1 to 3% of the subjects would not stop giving shocks. They thought that you'd have to be pathological or a psychopath to do so. Still, 65% never stopped giving shocks. None stopped when the learner said he had heart trouble. We now believe that it had to do with the almost innate behavior that we should do as told, especially from authority persons. So what else did this tell us? This study said that further studies claimed women are the same obedient as have about the same obedient level as men. Distance to the victim affects the obedience. Distance to the person ordering you affects the obedience. The appearance of the authority person and his rank can increase or decrease the obedience. So my guest this morning, and I'm going to bring him on, we're going to go to break in about a minute, and then I'll bring on Stuart Rhodes. He is the founder of the group called Oath Keepers. And we'll talk with him when we come back. Hang on, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go away.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Extend your life.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendivite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendivite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you would like to call into the show this morning, the telephone number to do that is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. My website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. There will be a link to my guest Stuart Rhodes' website, which is oathkeepers.org, up on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. please go to his website. He has a lot of information on there, and I think it's critical that everyone out there listening become familiar with Oath Keepers. I want to welcome my guest, Stuart Rhodes, to the show this morning. Stuart, thanks for joining me. I appreciate it.
You bet. Thanks for having me on.
Stuart, let's talk about what prompted you. If you'd like to, I know you're an attorney. I'm not sure about the rest of your background. If you'd care to share any of that, that would be fine. What I'd like to know is what made you decide to form Oath Keepers, and what's the purpose of Oath Keepers?
Well, I served as a paratrooper in the Army, and then after that, I also worked for Congressman Ron Paul's office and his D.C. staff.
Okay.
That's my background as far as when I took my oath. Far more important than the oath I took as a lawyer is my oath as a paratrooper. And I've known about the Milgram Chalk Experiment, which you just talked about, and also the Stanford Prison Experiments, and then, of course, the Nuremberg trial. And when I was in service, we got some training on refusing unlawful orders.
Okay.
And so all of that was in the back of my head when I began my studies as a law student at Yale University. And what I studied when I was at Yale was the whole concept of enemy combatant status and the application of the laws of the war to American citizens. And you had President Bush claiming the authority to treat an American the same as an Iraqi or an Afghan. And he detained two American citizens in military detention. And so that was a big wake-up call for me, you know, post 9/11. And that was what I was most concerned about. That was one of the big drivers, was seeing our country go down the same path as other countries, as Germany, but not just limited to Nazi Germany, but other countries as well throughout history who have, you know, succumbed to the temptation to scrap their rights in the name of fighting, you know, foreign enemies or even internal enemies. And so people tend to give up their freedom when they're most afraid. And so I saw that's the pattern that we've kind of fallen into, especially post 9/11. And it has not stopped. And so with the election of Obama, frankly, I decided to start Oath Keepers before Obama was elected, and didn't make a difference whether it was McCain, Obama. Didn't matter to me who it was. I mean, it could have been Hillary Clinton. It was the clip you started off with. But I knew that once Ron Paul's campaign in 2008 had failed, I knew that to make a difference who was going to be in office, they were going to be an oath breaker, a violator of the oath.
Right.
And so I said, well, I got to turn my attention, my focus on the guys with the guns. I've seen enough of, you know, politicians and lawyers and judges. I've worked for them. I've seen them up close. I know what they do and what they don't do. And aside from Congress and Paul, the rest of Congress violates their oath almost every day. So, well, besides him and his son now. So I knew that, you know, we're from big trouble, and by the time the American people can correct it, it's highly likely that the power elite will try to pull the plug. And I'll be relying on the obedience of the military when they do it. And so I'm attacking that reliance. I'm doing the best I can to wake the military and police up so that they are not going to just follow orders, and they're much more likely to do the right thing and refuse.
Well, let me ask you a question, Stuart. Based on that, based on the results of the Milgram experience, where about 50 or 65% of the people out of the group, the group was 40 participants, continued on regardless of what they were doing or believed they were doing to the other person. Do you think that that's an accurate number? Do you think it's a higher number today, or do you think it's a lower number today?
Well, that's a reflection of the, I think what it is a reflection of the, an accurate reflection of the obedience of most people, that when presented with an authority figure, most people will tend to do what the authority figure tells them to do. And then there was the, you know, prison experiments where they were put in place of being prison guards. And they found that, you know, there was a certain percentage of sociopaths who were out there who just enjoy power over other people. And then another percentage of people that can kind of go along with things. And so, you know, there's like a tipping point that's obvious in human nature. If you don't have a certain number of good people to stand up and say what's right and take the lead, then the bad ones will. And then there's a bunch in the middle who will just kind of blow whichever way the wind blows. We saw that in the American Revolution, right?
Right.
In the American Revolution, I think it's a good example, too. You had about 50% of the people who were in support of who were Tories, who were in support of the king. But not all of them were willing to fight. And the same thing on the other side. You know, about half the population was in support of the rebels, but they weren't always willing to fight. And so there was a large portion in the middle who just, you know, went whichever way the wind blew. Yeah. And they were the ones who were dedicated to their cause on either side. It's kind of how it is with human nature. So I think it is, you know, the Milgram experiments are a good reflection of the tendency of people, especially in modern culture, to do what they're told. But the way to counter that is to teach them about their responsibilities to not do what they're told and use their own judgment. That's what we have to teach them and make sure that they've, you know, they've had it beaten into them, not beaten, but, well, sometimes, but they have a condition into them to follow orders. Increasingly, the military is now conditioning the troops that, well, the way you keep your oath to defend the Constitution is to obey the civilian politician appointed over you, or that have been elected over you. And there's a certain element of truth to that, because you don't want a military coup. You do want them to be subservient to the civilian power, but only when the civilian power is ordering them to do things that are constitutional.
Right.
And that obligation ends when, just like a law that's contrary to the Constitution is null and void from inception, well, so is any order that's contrary to the Constitution. And so that's the kind of the sticky territory we're navigating and trying to get them to see that, look, you know, you can't just do whatever you want. You do have to follow chain of command, but only so far the chain of command is saying things that are constitutional. And they should know that because of Nuremberg and Eli and other military examples. And they get some training in the laws of war. They understand, you know, you shouldn't shoot civilians, you shouldn't, you know, certain things you shouldn't do, like torturing POWs, but even those lines have been kind of alert lately. But the point is that they get some training in that, but they don't get sufficient training in the Constitution. Those are what we're trying to fix.
Yeah, yeah. So they don't, and they certainly aren't getting it in through their education from kindergarten through 12th grade. We know they're not teaching that at all anymore, or very little. Or
you're right. Do. Yeah.
You know, so if we don't teach them what it is, what the oath they swore means and what the Constitution means, and that document compels them to stand up and support it, nobody else is going to do it, Stuart. Nobody's going to come in and do it if we don't do it. It's really
important. Well, like I said, you certainly can't rely on you know, the government indoctrination centers, otherwise known as schools, to do that. They're not going to do it.
No, because it flies in the face of what their objectives are. Why would they arm their potential opponents with knowledge? They wouldn't do that. It would be a stupid thing to do.
Well, I think John Taylor Gatto has got it right, that the schools are essentially set up to teach obedience and compliance, not independent thought. So, like, all of our kids, my kids are homeschooled for that reason. And I think that's the answer, is to get kids out of school. But, yeah, that's great. Part of the reason why we're doing what we're doing is because we understand, like you said, that all these young soldiers who we're trying to reach went through public school, and they weren't taught their history, they weren't taught, you know, their culture, and so they're you know, very much ignorant.
Yes, they
of,
are.
Of that knowledge.
Well, so, you know, I got an email this morning, and it was you know, some poll regarding who it was they thought won this so-called Tea Party debate with the Republican candidates the other night, and one of the sentences in here was that almost two-thirds of you felt it was more important to win the general election than to worry about ideological purity. And, you know, to me, Stuart, that about sums it up, because if you're not concerned with ideological purity, being following the Constitution and having that understanding that that's the rule of law, and just being concerned about winning an election and nothing changes, same, you know, another person with a different name who's got the same mindset as the previous people that have put you where you are today, why would you? It's just so nonsensical. But here you have a large group of people, and this was an email sent from a large Tea Party group, and this is their mindset. This is the mindset of the people out there, majority of the people out there, that, oh, well, you know, we can't be concerned about facts. Let's just win, you know, and nothing changes because people are the same.
Because, of course, ironically, if they were to actually be devoted to the Constitution, they would get, you know, more supporters and more votes. The Republican Party in this country has all but abandoned the Constitution.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Quite a few constitutionalists. They've sworn it off. They're going to vote Constitution Party or Libertarian Party only, or they're not going to vote at all.
Well, there's no point. I have a friend who's in her 80s who has said to me, I don't bother to vote because I refuse to vote for my own enslavement.
Yeah, see, that's the response. And so, you know, they have one more chance. They can do the right thing. You know, they could nominate Congressman Paul and do the right thing. But if they don't, then the Republican Party probably deserves to die.
Well, you know what? Honestly, Stuart, there's no difference between the two. I mean, they only approach our enslavement from different angles, but they're both marching on the same path. They're on the train to enslavement. And they just pretend that they're different just because it dupes the idiots out there who don't want to be concerned with ideological purity. I would think that of anybody, the people who've been standing up for the last couple of years, they should be very concerned about ideological purity, but they're not. You know, you wonder what it's going to take sometimes to reach people. I truly wonder about that.
I don't know. I mean, getting back to the oath, I tell the veterans, I just tell them, look, you know, if you vote for an oath breaker, I don't care if you think it's the lesser of two evils or some kind of reason for doing the expedient thing. When you vote for an oath breaker, it makes you an oath breaker, and you can't do it. The founders did not expect us to do that. They didn't tell us, don't worry about ideological purity, don't worry about the Constitution, just win. But they didn't say that.
No,
that's
they
why
didn't,
the oath was in the first place. So,
no.
You know.
No, they didn't. They stood on principle, didn't they? And that's what.
Yeah, they did, and that's, and, you know, to me, that's why I focus on the veterans and current serving. I figure that it's, you know, they've at least taken that oath, and if we can get them to see the importance of it and why the founders put it there, it was written in the Constitution itself in Article 6. If they can understand why it's there and why it's so unique in human history, then maybe they'll pay attention and start actually keeping it. You know.
Well, let's talk about some of the. What you won't obey. I'm actually looking at one of your cards here, and you have 10 different orders that you would not obey. Can we go through those?
Sure. I mean, those are, people like misunderstand those. Those are not, you know, they're not an exhaustive list of everything that we think is unconstitutional. There could be quite a few more, but we think those are the most important ones, the things that would be the most direct violations of the Bill of Rights. And also the things that, if done, most likely to lead to another American Revolution. And the first one is we will not obey orders to disarm the American people. And that's something we saw done as recently as Hurricane Katrina. And that was the big example that was also a wake-up call that inspired me to be an Oath Keeper. So I saw what happened there. You had standing army troops. You had 82nd Airborne troops. You had National Guard. You had nationalized police from all over the country who were brought in. And they obeyed, not all of them, thankfully. We found out later on that there was at least one guard unit from Utah that refused. But the rest of them, and a large part of them, did obey orders to disarm American citizens. And we're not talking about looters. We're talking about just average people trying to protect their property and themselves.
Yeah,
and you know,
yeah.
These police officers and military obeyed those orders. And I think the reason why can be seen in Bill O'Reilly's response. I did an interview with him, and he was like, well, it was a state of emergency, you know. And there's this perverse mindset out there that when things are really bad, like a hurricane, that you're supposed to set aside the Constitution and set aside the Bill of Rights. And it's the exact opposite. The Bill of Rights was written for emergencies. You know, the Second Amendment is there especially for emergencies. That's when you need to be armed to protect yourself and your property, and to keep the peace. And it's supposed to be we the people as the militia who are supposed to do these things, to keep the peace during emergencies and the social disruptions. But they've, you know, the modern mindset and through schooling has got it completely backwards. And instead, they think, well, that's a real bad social disaster like that. The first thing you have to do is to suspend the Constitution, suspend the Bill of Rights. That's how they behave.
Hang on, Stuart. We're going to break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We'll be back in 3 minutes. My guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers. Don't go away.
Berkey Purification Systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. Berkeys are used worldwide under normal, hostile, and emergency environments. Securing your access to good-tasting, sparkling, wholesome drinking water can be harder than you might expect. Water is often laced with chlorine, lead, high levels of harmful bacteria, and other unwanted chemicals and contaminants. Even bottled water can contain these contaminants, and moreover, it's expensive. other purification systems are inferior. Most do remove pathogenic bacteria, and many remove the beneficial minerals that your body needs. Perhaps that's why Berkey systems have long been recognized as the world's ultimate in water purification. This simple, highly effective method of microporous, self-sterilizing, and recleanable black Berkey purification elements bring you the finest water purification system available anywhere. Call today, 1-800-724-2719. That's 1-800-724-2719. Or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Free shipping for a limited time only.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees. Just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Hey everybody, this is Maggie Rodden and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And listen, we are redistributors of the truth on this network, and if you would like to advertise your business or your service on this network, if you would like to support the people who are supporting the fight for freedom and liberty, because it really is all about that, then you need to put your money where your mouth is. You need to get in contact with Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. Contact information, phone numbers are on the website. Please go there. Please get in contact with us, advertise your business or service here. Listen, stop putting your money, wasting it on the mainstream, so-called mainstream media, who are just leading you down the primrose path to enslavement. And please put your money where your mouth is. And also, we have a Facebook page, too, so make sure you check out. For those of you who are on Facebook, check out the Facebook page for Republic Broadcasting Network. My guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes. He is the founder of the group called Oath Keepers. You can find his website at oathkeepers.org. I will link to his website on mine under the tab entitled Podcast. And my website is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. So please go there. I've got a lot of information on my website. And please go to Stuart Rhodes' website, oathkeepers.org. And I suggest you join. And you don't have to be, Stuart, correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe that's the case. You don't have to be a retired or current military veteran, police or firefighter. You can join as a support person to support those people, correct? Hello? Okay, well, I guess we lost our guest. Anyway, listen, everybody, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443, my website, three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com, theunsolicitedopinion.com. Please go there.
And, you know, I wanted to mention about the ideological purity that this person had said in this email. They don't want to be concerned with ideological purity. Well, you know, my definition of ideological purity is liberty over tyranny, freedom versus slavery. So my ideological purity begins with the concept of freedom over slavery and liberty over tyranny. And I think a lot of the people listening to this network and a lot of the people who are listening to my show, and I know all of the people who are members of Oath Keepers also believe that as well. And only nitwits would think otherwise. And that's what I'm going to deem it to be. Only nitwits would think that they shouldn't be concerned with ideological purity. And to me, ideological purity is, again, liberty versus tyranny. And I take liberty any day. I know we've got Stuart back on with us. Stuart, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. Actually, you sound better than you did before, so that's good. We got a better connection. Yes. So anyway, we're talking about your organization, Oath Keepers, and you had talked about, you know, the ten orders that your members would not obey are not all inclusive. That it includes a lot of different unconstitutional orders that would be given out there. Let's talk about some of the things. One of the things you had mentioned to me on the phone when we spoke, I was arranging for you to come on the air with me, you were talking about the East German military and how they refused to arrest some protesters and what that led to. So talk about that for a little bit, if you would, please.
Yes, we happen to have in Oath Keepers in Texas a man named Gunther Spence, who was a colonel in the East German military prior to the collapse of communism in East Germany. So he was there, and we did an interview with him. It's available on our website, where he describes how there were these mass protests in 1989 against communism, who were just tired of living under it. And he said about he had reached a tipping point where about 80% of the population saw the Communist Party as illegitimate and just didn't want to live under it any longer. And he said that so there were massive demonstrations of hundreds of thousands of people in the streets, and the Communist Party ordered the army to, you know, crush the protest. And the commander of the army refused. He said, "No, we're not going to deploy. We're going to stay on base. You're on your own." And without the support of the army, the secret police, you know, the feared Stasi, were powerless. They could not possibly constrain all of the people. And so the Communist Party was, and then 2 days later, the wall came down. And in fact, he said that the Stasi were running around hiding, you know, tearing off their insignia, trying to pretend like they were normal police officers or normal soldiers, trying to hide, because they knew that without the support of the military, they were done. That was it.
Yeah.
And so that's
that's
my answer to your, you know, your theme song of Mission Impossible. If you can get a bunch of people who were raised from Nazism and then after that raised under communism, if they can do the right thing, if they can wake up and see what's going on and stand down and refuse to oppress their own people, then so can America. So anybody out there who thinks that it's a foregone conclusion that the American soldier will just do what they're told is buying into the propaganda that the power elites want you to think. They want you to think that the lost cause, give them over to us, is what they want you to think. And they want, because they want them to be obedient. But, you know, this is human nature. It can go one way or the other. The way it goes depends in large part on what we do. And if we just forsake them and give them over to our enemy, then you're fulfilling the prophecy for your enemy. You're giving them what they want. And so I think the best way to go is to strive for the same outcome that the German people had in 1989. Okay. So that's the example we use. That's why we use that example. And what we have in Katrina is we have another interview on our website with a Staff Sergeant Joshua May of the Utah National Guard, who was there in Katrina. And he and his whole unit stood down and refused to take part in any gun confiscation. That's also an eye-opener, because it took just one person, one key person in the unit, which was Sergeant May, who was, you know, after a while, he was always talking about the Constitution. He became the go-to guy on the Constitution. And so when they arrived in Louisiana and saw what was happening in New Orleans, the officers in the unit came to him and said, you know, they asked him to go talk to the commander, let the commander know that they didn't want to do these things. And so, you know, even though he was only a sergeant, he was the one who was asked to go up there, not the captains or the happening in there, and we're going to tell you right now, we will not. They did like a preemptive refusal. And so the commander said, you know, let me check. Hold on a second. Let me check with Big Army. And
yeah.
Command. And he came back down and said, look, they told me to tell you guys, don't worry about it. You will not be asked to do anything like that. And so, you know, you can say, well, the skeptic would say, well, that was only one unit. They had other units do it. That's true. But if you had more Sergeant Mays throughout the military and more units that would refuse to do it, you could arrive at a tipping point like in Germany, where you had the great majority of the whole military stand down.
Well, you know, I always am trying to think of different strategies, Stuart, to use to be able to wake up enough people. And I was thinking, you know, typically there's a gin mill always around all the military bases. You know, there's strip joints and gin mills and that kind of stuff. And I was thinking if we could get people to drop off constitutions and put those things in information. Hang on, everybody, because that's the cue. We got to go to break. Stuart, we'll be right back in 2 minutes, everybody. Don't go away. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden, and we will return, so don't change the dial.
If you're the mother of a child with behavior problems, I'd like to talk to you. My name is Janet Lehman. I'm a behavioral therapist and a mom. I know what it's like when the child you love becomes a defiant, out-of-control child who disrespects you. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the program that tens of thousands of moms are now using to turn around their child's behavior. If you've heard about the Total Transformation and wondered if it will work for you, now you can try it for free. I'm willing to give away 1,000 programs today for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free. I know the Total Transformation works because I used these techniques with my own son and with troubled kids for over 30 years. Let me prove to you that it works by giving you the program for free.
Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Did you know that the water you're drinking may contain over 2,000 different contaminants? From hormone-disrupting and mind-altering chemicals like fluoride in pharmaceuticals to newly emerging contaminants like radiation and other hybrid chemicals that water treatment plants don't screen out of our drinking water. PureEffectFilters.com has a breakthrough filter solution to effectively reduce the widest range of such contaminants, including the radiation coming from the Fukushima disaster. In addition, the filters will also revitalize your water by releasing natural minerals and electrolytes while increasing pH and antioxidant levels. Safeguard and revitalize your drinking water today with a breakthrough Pure Effect water filter system. Visit PureEffectFilters.com to learn more or contact us today at 1-888-891-4821. That's 1-888-891-4821. Call now and take one of the most important steps you'll take to a healthier future.
This is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And my guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes. His website is oathkeepers.org. He is the founder of Oath Keepers. You can find a link to his website on my website, which is three words, theunsolicitedopinion.com. TheUnsolicitedOpinion.com. I want to say hello to all of the stations out there who are picking up the programming today. And, of course, hello to everybody who is on our most recent edition, KHFX 1140 AM in the Dallas area. Hey, everybody down in Dallas. Listen, my guest this morning, Stuart Rhodes. And when we went to break, Stuart, I was talking about strategies. And I have been thinking, you know, because there's always, you know, topless places and bars and everything by the military bases, naturally. It's, you know, why not? And I thought, you know, if we could only get people to start putting some constitutions, dropping them off there, and maybe some information on your organization, if those things were laying around where military personnel, you know, congregate, maybe that would be helpful. I try to think of different ways to get to the people to wake them up, because, you know, a quarter of the people will wake up, 75% like these nitwits in the Tea Party who aren't concerned with ideological purity, and I am. And when we had lost you for a second, I was talking about my version of ideological purity is liberty over tyranny freedom over slavery, and you know, that's the purity I'm interested in, is not being, not living in a communist country with a wall around the green ghetto they want to stuff me in. So,
right. I mean, well, you know, what I tell them is, disobey the Constitution. I mean, if they just keep their oath and actually learn what the Constitution means and requires, then that will be enough. And so that's, you know, if they were to go back and read the Federalist Papers and the other writings of the founders and have an understanding of original intent, which they should have in high school, you know, if we had that, we'd be fine. But how to reach them, I think it's not a bad idea. I mean, you know, any place where you get military personnel to go, it's a good place to have, you know, flyers and things like that. But another idea is to put a billboard up. And if someone wants to do that, we can supply the artwork. Just contact us on our contact form on our website under media, and just let us know that you've got a billboard. So you can go out there, you've got one, or if you go and find one, just get the billboard lined up and paid for it, and let us know, and we'll give you the artwork, and you can put it up in your community. And so I think billboards in front of the military base is probably the single most effective thing you can do. And we have some pretty good ones worked up that would say, you know, honor your oath, and oathkeepers.org. Then they can go to the website and learn there what we're all about.
Okay, yeah, that's an excellent idea. You know, you get a lot of bang for your buck with a billboard, and I can tell you I had looked into purchasing, what it would cost to purchase the advertising time, and I'm outside of Philadelphia, but if you take the Pennsylvania Turnpike and you head towards Harrisburg, the center of the state and that stuff, of course, the less populated areas, it costs less money, but you're still going to get a lot of traffic, and that's what you want to get anyway. You know, so it's very reasonable. So for anybody listening out there, listen, you know, pool some of your resources with some of your fellow freedom fighters out there and see if you can't put together the funds to, you know, rent a billboard for a month, 2 months, 3 months, whatever, you know. And I think that's critical because people need to hear about this, Stuart. They need to understand that there is an option available, that there are options out there, and your group is an option. It's an option to not go along and not disarm the people. And, you know, I was thinking about something I saw on the news the other day. And, of course, this is a common occurrence all around the country. And they pick off the low-hanging fruit first. And it was they were buying back guns in the black communities. I think it was here in Philadelphia. And, of course, you know, they want the residents to turn in their weapons as if those are the people who would be using those guns to kill other people anyway. Obviously, if you're a criminal, you're not turning your weapon in. But they do that. They suck people into voluntarily disarming themselves with all of this rhetoric. There's so many different tactics that they use. I know it's just amazing to me. But anyway, you know, I'd like to get to these black churches and say, don't tell your parishioners to disarm themselves. That's just foolish. Don't tell anybody to disarm themselves. Keep your weapons. You're going to need them. Because you've got a despots heading, pounding the pavement, heading your way, and it's just a matter of time before their face is in your face.
Right. And one of the concerns we have now is that an economic collapse would be the catalyst or justification and the incentive for people giving up more of their rights. We hope that doesn't happen, but it's leaning more that way, and we can see it coming. And so that's why we've started our second initiative towards veterans, which is called Operation Sleeping Giant, and it's focused on getting the veterans to really really concentrate on preparedness and getting ready for an economic collapse. Because we figure if the weaker you are in your community, the more likely your neighbors are to go along with martial law or some other unconstitutional nonsense. And so the more squared away you are and more prepared, the better. And the founders, that's what they expected us to be anyway, was to be self-reliant, prepared, and take, you know, personal responsibility for our own security. We're supposed to be the militia. We're supposed to form sheriff's posses. You know, we're supposed to be the people who handle our own security rather than relying on standing army troops coming in from outside or National Guard or nationalized police officers or militarized police officers. So the answer is for us to, you know, make sure that our counties, our towns, that we're squared away. And so our hope is that by reaching out to the veterans first, the veterans are a pool of trained, experienced people who can then go out into their communities and help their communities get ready.
Well, I think, I like to be positive, but I had to play that clip from Mission Impossible this morning because you wonder. Of course, the ending on every one of the episodes, you know, they always came out the winners at the end, even though their mission seemed impossible. So I hope springs eternal, Stuart. I always like to think, well, maybe we're going to get
lucky. There's historic precedent for it. I mean, look at this, not just in East Germany, but also look at what happened in Romania. You know, the dictator there, Ceausescu, you know, he thought he was invincible also. And when the military withdrew their support for him, he was dead. You know, it was the end of him. And so there's historic precedent for people just getting sick and tired of dictators. Well, even Tunisia recently, you know, same thing happened there. The military in Tunisia sided with the people and just said, they just got out of the way. They said, hey, we're not going to support the dictator. We're just going to step out of the way. And without their support, he was done.
Hang on, Stuart. On that note, that sound is a cue. We're going to break, everybody. This is The Unsolicited Opinion. My name is Maggie Rodden. We will be right back in 2 minutes, so don't go away.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesen, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices. This is in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, everybody, this is Maggie Rodden, and you are listening to the Unsolicited Opinion Radio Show. And if you'd like to call into the show this morning, 800-313-9443 is the number. 800-313-9443 is the number. My guest this morning is Stuart Rhodes. He is the founder of the organization called Oath Keepers. Their website is oathkeepers.org. Please go there and join, help support them. When we went to break, Stuart, you were talking about your operation Sleeping Giant. What kinds of things could people do to help support that, to help you out? What do you want us to do besides billboards? Are there other things that we could do to help support your efforts?
Well, no effort there. You can go to the website, operationsleepinggiant.com. You can see there's four main areas that we want veterans to focus on, and they're listed in the order of what we think they should do first. And the first one is, you know, just general preparedness, food storage, fuel, emergency medical, you know, water treatment, emergency communications, all of those things that you'll need during an economic collapse. And we want them to focus on those things as individuals within their own family, within their veterans halls. And so one thing I tell listeners is, look, you know, if you're a member of any veterans organization, focus on, you know, waking them up. Bring some of this material to them, you know, print it off the site, show them these four areas, and do what you can to get them to start taking responsibility. Because what I want to see is that all the veteran organizations that all exist, like the veteran PFW, you know, Marine Corps League, or Legion, any of these, I want to see them within their own veterans halls getting prepared. Not that I want them to, you know, come join Oath Keepers. They can, that's fine, but the most important thing is they already have, you know, a structure. They already got buildings. They got money. They should be turning that into something useful to get their communities prepared, rather than just sitting around having beers, you know, which is what a lot of veterans tend to do. And
yeah,
you know, just kind of shoot the crap out of the old days. Get them to realize that their oath is still binding on them. I know a lot of them are prepared. They're already waking up. When I go talk to the W Halls, for example, here in Montana, the response has been pretty good. Quite a few of them are already aware of the danger we're in, an economic collapse, and quite a few of them are already, you know, prepping. But we just want to, you know, help them get more and more of them on board. Or in your church. I mean, every church in this country should be doing what the Mormon Church does. They store food. You know, that they built an ethos within their community that you're supposed to store, you know, food storage. And if every church in America did that, and every veterans hall did that, we'd be solid. We'd be, you know, pretty strong. Because right now we're a very weak population. You know, during the Cold War, it used to be that the United States government had 3 years of grain reserve. That was our strategic grain reserve. It was 3 years of enough wheat to feed the American people for, you know, 3 full years. Now we have, I went and looked it up, we've got less than enough grain to feed all of us one half of a loaf of bread. That's it, you know.
One half of a loaf of bread, yeah, wow.
Right, yeah, for the whole country. So the government is not going to do it. What the government is doing is, and this is, we know this for a fact from sources within the military and police, is the federal government knows an economic collapse is coming. They know it, and they're getting ready for it. They know it's going to be like Argentina was in 2001, or maybe as bad as 1920s Germany with the hyperinflation. But their preparation is to prepare to control it, not to actually help the American people. It's going to be about containment and control. And so they are not building up a grain reserve to feed you and your community. So you better do it yourself. That's the whole point of Operation Sleeping Giant. And so we tell them, so the first one is preparedness, general preparedness. Second one is physical security and independence. And again, you know, it should start with the individual, their family, their neighborhood, veterans organizations, you know, churches, towns, counties, et cetera.
Hang on, Stuart. We've got a quick 60-second break, everybody. This is the Unsolicited Opinion. We will be right back in 60 seconds. Don't go away.
The next round of the worst financial crisis in 100 years.